Yes, good evening to our dear listeners, to the economic movers, business-minded people, to our elders, policymakers, and all the interested parties, especially in issues of economic interest, issues of business development, issues which are meant or issues which are assisting our country to move forward. Yes, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with David Shombe. To our dear listeners and new listeners or veterans or those who have been listening to our or your favorite radio station, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we look at business and economic matters. We look at matters of policies. We look at national policies. We look at international policies on trade. We look at opportunities. It's also a platform where we bridge the gap between those who understand economic matters and those who are willing to learn. On top of that, Business and Economic Segment is an organized or facilitated discussion where we call all the contributors, we call our dear listeners, those who understand and those who are willing to learn to give their contribution, because what we do in every deep conversation that we entered, we always give an opportunity to our dear callers to engage us in the studio so that we'll be able to contribute your viewpoints. Because, like we are always saying, we are not the experts in the topics that we are doing. However, we are facilitators of the program. There are people out there with very good understanding or maybe further knowledge about the topic that we are discussing, and your contribution is always important. Yes, before I go to the introduction of the topic for today, it's always good to make sure that you follow Eagle FM on our social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and on Instagram also, and all other social media platform. And what is also very interesting is that if you want to be up to date with economic news, up to date news about development, always make sure that you download our e-paper, which is the Villager newspaper, which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday. Yes, it has been stated, or it's a matter of fact, for the country to run its developmental agenda, it must strengthen the operation of small businesses. It must strengthen the operation of small businesses. We talk about small and medium enterprises, which is known or as SMEs, and it's always good, or economists have given their views to say informal economy in most of the developing countries or developed countries, informal economies should not be underestimated, because these are the people who are keeping the finance of the country circulating in the domestic market. However, staying in an informal economy or staying in a very smaller business for a very long time can also inhibit the country's development, because you are failing to expand, failing to come out of your comfort zone, and you are failing to play with the big boys. Now, the question that we have today to our dear listeners, we are looking at now growing Namibia SMEs to corporations. Yeah, we are looking at how should we develop, or how should we assist, or what are some of the challenges which are faced by small businesses in order for them to grow to bigger companies or to corporations. Because when you look around your community, when you look around your town, you look at small SMEs, like can be a mini market, can be a barber shop, it can be a restaurant, it can be a service business such as car wash, it can be a buying and selling business. You realize that it can be Kapana business, and all other businesses that you can think of can be also a printing business. You realize that in most cases, some of these small businesses have been in operation or have been operational for around 10 to 15 years. Two employees, or one employee, and you ask yourself, what is the problem? What are some of the challenges which these businesses are facing in order for them to expand, grow the economy, trade beyond the locations to trade at the town level, city level, trade between towns, or even participate in an African free trade area. Because the aim of the business, number one priority of starting a business is to make money. On top of make money is to change lives. We are going to a very short commercial break, then we can come and continue with our business and economic segment. Dear listeners, stay tuned to our business and economic segment platform. We are coming back shortly.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Bimba que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simane Kakaruga, African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba app. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalite.com. Descubra e baixe Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Yes, we are continuing with our program, Business and Economic Segment, with me, David Shombe. We are looking at how can we grow our SME to bigger corporations. What are the challenges that we have? How can we build, or how can we boost our SMEs to become bigger companies, to grow from being a surviving business to a corporation which, you know, employ people and contribute to the social to social development through social corporate social responsibilities. Because at the end of the day, a business must grow, a business must employ people, a business must pay tax, so that you directly and indirectly contribute to the development of the country through paying tax, employing people, assisting you know, different individuals, and also, you know, taking care of social problems through corporate social responsibilities. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that when an individual, a business person, before we go to barriers such as such as legal barriers, customer behaviors, SME operators, modus of operandi, the first thing that we need to look at is that there are people out there who are very good at making money legally, and they are scared of expanding beyond operation from the garage. Because you can find a person who have a business but is still operating for more than 10 years in the garage. Or maybe the business is being operated from his bedroom in front of his or her computer. It's called the suitcase business. However, what are those challenges? Because we know there are those meme who have been selling Kapana for almost 20 years. Yes, it's a surviving business. This meme was able to assist her kids to go to school. She was able to buy, at some point they'll be able to buy vehicles, but there's no change in terms of what she is offering. Same amount of meat, same flavor, same spot. And you're asking yourself, what is the challenge? What is the problem? Do people just want to be on a survival mode, or do people want to stand on their own? Because the aim of business is to make money and also grow. why can't this meme able to employ another people to assist her so that maybe she can come up with a restaurant? Or maybe she can, even if she doesn't want a restaurant, maybe she can open another branch to different location or to different spots. Why can't a designer who is operating from his garage for 20 years can't expand or can't go to Central Business District and play with the big boys? What are some of the challenges? Those are some of the questions that we need to interrogate. In conversation with business operators, especially from SMEs operators, the first challenge which was mentioned is a legal challenge. Legal challenge in terms of legal requirements. Talk about business registrations. We talk about things that you need to comply with. Talk about tax. Talk about what you need to do when you are expanding your business. Talk about locations. Talk about good standings. Talk about safety if you are operating at the business zone, and all other things. Those are some of the challenges which SMEs have mentioned, and they indicated that legal requirements to establish a full standing business, in some cases, it can go beyond your basic operational funds. What can we do? At one hand, you have legal challenges of standing on your own, registering with all the relevant bodies, talk about BIPA, talk about NAMRA, talk about ministry, talk about social security and all those things. Apart from now, you establishing a business, there is also, a challenge of operational funds, and challenge of making or getting money. Because it's undeniable that although we have a lot of money circulating in informal business, there is not enough money to save, because in most cases, this money that these SMEs are making, they are keeping business operating. They survive on the little profit that they get. However, it's stable to that extent. There is business stability at a lower scale, which will not take us anywhere. Yeah, that's why it's always good to grow, because they are saying if you cannot change, it's not only that you are going to lose value, but you lose out of the market. Yeah, now, the other thing now, apart from now legal challenges, or apart from legal requirements, apart from business requirements, let us look at what are some of the barriers, especially to customers' behaviors. It's one thing to look at a customer when he or she is going to buy in a well-established business, because this person you can go to Pick and Pay. And if you run out of money, even if you are short of 10 cent, you not come out with that item. But what happened to informal sector? What happened to small businesses which are operated by one person? Because of the fact that you realize that somebody that you are buying from, either informal sector or well-established SME, is in need of money, you got a tendency of negotiating or not paying at all. Yeah, because some customers that are supporting our SMEs, they are our brothers, they know that you really need money. However, in most cases, the killers of SME development is customers. That's why customers' behaviors must be, looked at. Because there is always a saying to say, even if your family member is coming to support your business and does not have enough money, she or he can come and take without, without any fear, which is wrong at all, which is wrong. Yeah, because a business is an entity to make money, and it's an entity to be maintained. That's why in most cases, when you look at different tax shops, when you look at different, it can be a barber shop, it can be, it can be a kapana business, it can be, it's car wash. You mentioned them, especially those SMEs with one to three employees or four, not really well established, although in need of money to grow. Most of these SMEs, they close down because of customers' behaviors. Most of these SMEs, they close down because of customers' behavior. Now the question is, what can we do? as a business person, what do you need to do to make sure that you don't fall for this thing? One business person I got into contact with, he indicated to me that it's always very clear, and it's always very important to make sure that, you know, you draw the lines between business and personal affairs. It's the same as you draw the line between business and love affairs. Because if you mix the two, you end up not able to know which one is which. Because if you make it very clear to say, this is my business, it's not something to play with. If you do not have money, if you are not committed to pay, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to give you my service, or I have to take actions. But it's a very challenging thing to look at also, because some of these guys who are operating SMEs, even if they are going through a lot, being betrayed by their customers, they really cannot follow up. They really cannot follow up because they don't have enough coins. They don't have financial capability to pursue the people who did them wrong. Yeah, that's why we are always telling our brothers and sisters to say, for us to keep our economy running, let us respect smaller businesses. Let us respect small SME operators. Somebody who is selling Kapana, maybe he just bought it for $200 and want to make a profit of 100, which is equal to, you know, all the money together, maybe 300. When you come to the point of betraying that person and running away with his $20, you are already making a very big mistake, because number one, you are putting the business down. Number one, you are betraying the kids that this person is supporting. And the other thing is also, you are also killing the confidence of this person, because customers' behaviors must be understood and must be, you know, directed to the point where we understand a business is a business even if it does not have a building. A business is a business even if it does not have two employees, even if it does not have enough stock, it's a business. That's why when somebody is operating a business, a small business, it's always imperative to make sure that you respect that person and you also pay the coins. Pay the money as you pay established corporations. Because it has always been a saying from, you know, different industrial leaders, different politicians to say, let us empower our SMEs. Our SMEs are not growing. But who is destroying SMEs? Because one thing that you need to understand is that without SMEs, there's no bigger corporations. If you do the mathematic very well, you'll be able to understand that bigger corporations, they depend on SMEs. They are the main customers, because these are the people who are, you know, who are at the edge of selling of the product. These are the people who are at the edge of selling the product, because give an example of Namibia Brewery, for example, can't sell on his own or can't expand without smaller businesses. Some of these guys are informal, but if you don't respect them, they will not be able to come and support bigger businesses. You give an example of bigger companies which are selling, can be food, can be clothes. At the end of the day, you have somebody who is, you know, at the edge of that business food chain. And that is one thing that we need to look at. And now the other thing that we need to look at is also the modus operandi that business owners, especially SMEs, are using. Yeah, we have seen and observed that, you know, you go to Katutura, you go to different areas in Windhoek, you can go to Chuarongo, you can go to Tsumem, Shakati, Okahawa, and everywhere, you'll be able to realize that some of the SMEs operators, SME owners, they are very good at what they do. However, the inability of these people to expand is based on their behavior. Why am I saying this? The inability of these SME operators to expand, to employ more than three people, to go into bigger corporations, is in their mode of operandi. the modus of operandi which these people are using, because they look at their little target. The moment they see a lot of money coming into the business, then they start using business money to go and buy personal things. Then they maintain that standard for even 20 years, which is wrong. And the other thing is also is the mind of doing it on your own. I think it's something that we were not taught, because in most of our Black tradition, although we were taught that if you want to move forward or if you want to go far, we must go together. If you want to go fast, you must go, you know, alone. The question that you need to ask yourself, was there any business, directions, or was there any views about how to manage business? After a commercial break, we'll talk about corporations in terms of working together.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Dear listeners, you are listening to Lecture Hall 1, Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. You can engage us in the studio. Our number is 083-288-401. You can engage us in the studio. Our topic for today, we are looking at how can we grow Namibian SMEs to bigger corporations. Yeah, because the fundamental aim of having this discussion is heaped in the context of us moving our country forward. Because apart from working, every person, we must always have an idea, or we must always invest in small businesses. Not only invest in small businesses, but we must always know how to manage them, because that is the backbone of our country's economy. Now, one of the things that we are looking at is the barriers or the challenges of SMEs to grow is in the mind of SME operators. We have already spoke about legal requirements. We have already spoke about customers' behaviors, who are not willing to pay for people's services, or they are not willing to pay for people's product. Then we look at the aspect of the minds of business operators. Yeah, the other thing, apart from now business operators being only looking at to maintaining stocks and moving forward, the other thing is also corporations. One thing that we were not taught, or one thing which is lacking especially to Black business people, is corporations. Because there is a power of corporations, because some of these guys, they have different products but different skills. You might cooperate with somebody who is very good at marketing, for example, or at advancing the product that you have. That's why it's always very, very, very difficult. It's always very, very difficult for us to assist one another moving forward and, cooperate and expand our SMEs. Because remember, the more we stay in SMEs operation, the less we contribute to the expansion of our economy, and the more we are also going to suffer, because the other generation is also coming. Then it will just be a generation of SMEs, because we are not willing to break that that fence or that building which is put there in order for us to move to the next stage. Yeah. On top of the mindset of individuals or the mindset of business operators, another challenge which business are facing is consistency, resilience, and innovation. Let's start with consistency. when people are defining consistency, consistency is an ability to continue doing one thing. It's the ability to continue doing one thing with a goal in mind, in order for you to get fruits from that hard work that you are doing. Because a lot of people try different businesses. However, they are not consistent enough because they are looking at how much money other people are making in other industries. Because if you want to fail in life, just try everything. Yeah, just try everything that you see other people are doing well. Because some areas are not your areas. Some businesses are not your businesses. You are here, you want to invest in oil. You are here, you want to invest in consultancy. You also here, you want to invest in fashion. When you see other people making money from construction, you want to get there. And you are also here, you want to invest in mini markets and smaller businesses again. You also want to invest in Kapana. I'm not saying, dear listeners, you must get me right. I'm not saying there is nobody who can do a lot of businesses. What I'm saying is that there are people who have capability and at some point finance, but fail to be doing the same thing or doing being known for one business for a very long time. Because if you are inconsistent in the business that you are doing, you are also inconsistent with your life. Because you're inconsistent with your life because you are not able to continue doing the same thing which is productive, which you see it will bear you fruit, because everyone is being told, I'm not a successful business person. Successful business people have taught us, I'm just a facilitator of the program. Successful business people have taught us that the consistency is one of the main characters to succeed, either in personal life or in business. Staying there, even if you are not seeing the end of the tunnel, staying true to your hard work, even when you are seeing other people are already buying Jeeps and they are buying Golf R from their businesses, staying focused on the game for a very long time, that is what make an entrepreneur to grow from being an SME to a bigger corporation. Because if you are consistent, it's easy for you to figure out challenges. It's easy for you to see areas of improvement because you have been doing this for a very long time. And it's also easy for you to grow because you know where your money is coming from. Yeah, apart from consistency, it's resilience. Consistency and resilience, if you are looking at these words, they are cousins. Because they are almost talking about the same thing. And resilience is also, you know, ability to be tough, ability of you being tough in very difficult situation. Because business, either it's a very small business, either it's a middle business, either it's a bigger corporations, there is always what business strategists call it's a cutthroat competition. There's always somebody who's coming to compete with you. You can be very innovative to sell with something which was not done. But the next time when you are going to wake up, I open my business, almost same operation, opposite your own businesses, maybe with better equipment than you. Then, what can you do to win this battle or to keep yourself in the game? It's your ability to be resilient. To be resilient. You have to continue fight among challenges. That is one thing. But if we do not have this thing, we are still going to be communities of SMEs until maybe the kingdom come. Yeah, and the other thing also, which is a barrier to expand small business enterprises, is inability to innovate. Because it's one thing to start buying and selling. It's another thing also to start giving services which is also offered by other people. But it's very important, or it's very imperative to be innovative. Because if you are innovative, you are a game changer. You are a game changer because you are coming up with new things. It's not only innovation, it's not only about coming up with new ideas. It's also about expanding the product which is being sold in the market. It's about making making the service more reliable, more likable, and maybe advanced in terms of quality. It's about going beyond beyond the obvious. Yeah, that's why innovation from SMEs is what is lacking, and it's really, really a barrier to expand. We are going to a commercial break, then we can continue with our business and economic segment. Dear listeners, you are listening to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at how can small businesses in Namibia can grow to become bigger corporations, or in simple terms, to become bigger businesses which employ people, bigger businesses which contribute to the economic development of the country, bigger businesses which are contributing to corporate social responsibilities, and bigger businesses which have stakeholders, shareholders, and have relationships between the corner of your location. Relationship in town, relationship between towns, regional relationships, and also maybe international relationships. We are into a commercial break, and if you want to engage us, you can communicate with us at 083-288-401.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais lineares. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o inário digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Bimba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Bimba são o Elsen Eangano, o Oshierero Maimuriro, a Católica Simaneka Karuga, a African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Bimba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@obalite.com. Descubra e baixa Bimba hoje. Podes encontrar o Bimba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Bimba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Bimba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Bimba app are the Elsin Ehangano, the Oshierero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simaneka Karunga, the Afrikaans Sangfuor Diara, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Bimba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalite.com. Download and discover Bimba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
To our dear listeners, we are continuing with Lecture Hall 1, Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. As I was saying, we are looking at how to advance, how to assist our brothers and sisters in SME development to advance from being operating from the corner of your location, operating from your garage, operating from your sleeping room in front of your computer, to a bigger corporation which is needed in the world. Because one thing that we need to ask ourselves is that if you are lucky enough to make money, there are also those who maybe need your assistance. But they will need your assistance in terms of when you grow up. Can be you assist them in terms of social corporate responsibility. Can be you assist them in terms of giving them services. Can be you assist them in terms of, you know, employing them. Because you are doing something great if you become bigger. But being able to make money to sustain yourself for a very long time with a business which has customers it also turns into, not really to say selfishness, but it turns to a point where you don't think about other people. Because the only way you can think about other people is when you are expanding that business. It's when you are making that money. Because, dear listeners, there is one of the Namibians who said, and I quote, we need money, but, you know, we must be really, really be careful. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that every business which is operating, every business need finance. Every business need funds. And how do we get these funds? That is a question we need to ask ourselves. What are the barriers of gaining finance? How can SMEs get finance to expand? Because it's one of the ingredients.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, one of the challenges which is always mentioned by business operators, especially small business enterprise operators, is inability to access funds. Can be funds from stakeholders, can be funds from the bank, can be funds from investors. Because one of the reasons is that in Namibia it's more easier for a bigger business to get money to expand to 20 other businesses than a very small business with a very good operator with a good mind to access finance. Because of, number one, is skepticism from the bank. Number two is also maybe the reputation which was set already by former business operators who were not able to pay back the loans and also not to comply with what was supposed to be complied, especially in the area of business. That is why now in Namibia, most of the SMEs are complaining about requirements to gain loans. And they are aging financial institutions, commercial banks, developmental banks, to at least lower their requirements and give these people an opportunity to prove themselves. Indeed, giving money is a business one way or the other. However, not able to give money to somebody because does not have a house to be a collateral, or does not have a car, or does not have any equipment that you can rely on when things go wrong, I think it's also wrong. Because an SME needs money to grow because there is no money. Then you are looking for somebody, or you are looking for this SME to have a collateral to rely on. Yeah, that is why in Namibia, those are some of the challenges. Now, we have 13 minutes before we come to the end of our program. What we need to look at, we have mentioned a lot of challenges that SMEs are facing in growing to bigger corporations. It's a dream of every leader of government, or every traditional leader, every leader of the city, to have economic stable society. Now, it has been said for a very long time, since we were growing up, to say, let us expand our SMEs, let us support our small business enterprises. Now, the question is, now we have challenges on the table. How can we solve these problems? How can we solve these problems? The solution to a problem lies on understanding where the problem is. Because if you have legal barriers, the first question you need to ask yourself is this one. who is in charge of speaking on behalf of more smaller businesses? What are some of the organizations which are in charge of speaking for smaller businesses? The second question that you need to ask yourself, in every town, if not all in Namibia, there's always a department, or sometimes they call it a section of SME development, youth SME development, community development and business enterprise, different names but different functionality. I mean same functionalities. And these sections and departments within cities and towns in Namibia, we're supposed to understand that one of the challenges which small businesses are facing is complying with legal requirements, due to the fact that it's expensive. And what did we do about it? What can we do about it? Can we speak on behalf of these smaller businesses for them to grow? Because the problem that we have in Namibia is that we over-empower businesses. We over-empower businesses rather than looking at how these empowered businesses or empowered entrepreneurs can make it to the market. Because when you look at business incubation centers, when you look at business incubation center like Bokamosa and others, you'll be able to realize that there are some business operators who have been in incubation centers for more than 15 years. Some have been there for 5 years, then they fail to grow, then they move out. Some, they change incubation centers. But the aim of an incubation center was supposed to be assisting that business to grow feathers so that you can fly with the big boys. Now, staying in an incubation center for 10 years cannot really be a fault of a business operator. It can also be a fault in terms of regulations. It can also be a fault in terms of business environment, which give fear to these people to stand up and expand to bigger corporations. Now, customers' behaviors. It's always very difficult to change human behaviors. But one thing that an individual can do to change human behaviors is an ability to set boundaries. It's an ability to set boundaries, and if it's needed, put people into their places. Because if you play with somebody's money, you're also playing with somebody's life. Because I'm operating a business, my kids depend on it, then you come and destroy it because you know me. That's why customers' behaviors depends on business operators. Because if you are too soft enough to give loans to everybody, or your items being taken because people know you, you never run a well-established business. Because the only thing that our entrepreneurs need to know is that for you to grow and expand, you need to be a little bit of strict. Don't give credit, and understand that people should not play with your money. That is number one. The second thing is also to make it very clear, even to customers around, to say, yes, indeed, there could be time where you can say, no, I'm thankful you have been my potential customer. And it's within our tradition, especially Black culture, to give extra. Say, no, thank you very much, you've been supporting me. Maybe today I'm buying you this one. That one is to a customer, it's a regular customer who have been supporting. And you understand already that even if I'm giving this item, it's covered in the profit. But the fact that somebody come to your business, you are already running out of stock, and he or she is still coming and take from you, that thing must stop in Namibia. Because you can't do that in Vrumambro. You can't do that in Pick n Pay. You can't do that in Usave. You can't do that in Edigas. You can't do that in Sportsin. You just can't do it in a well-standing or established business. You can't do that at Food Lovers. But why are you doing it to your sister? And the question is that, why your sister is also allowing it to being done to her business? So it's always good to make sure that we set boundaries as SME operators. And that's the only way that businesses are going to survive. And that's the only way that the Namibian economy is going to grow. Because businesses is not being operated by, not really to say cowards, but the weak people. You can't operate a business if you are very weak, because there's always somebody who coming with a good idea but does not have money. There's always somebody who is trying to play you every day. And you must understand the difference between a true customer and a con artist. Yeah. The other challenge that you have mentioned and how to overcome it is SME operators modus operandi. I think I've seen a lot of brilliant and blessed people in terms of making money legally. And I've seen how they behave when they reach their basic targets and fail to expand beyond beyond the corners of their locations, beyond their towns and beyond their regions. That's why the modus operandi to maintaining stock and operating on profit until 10 years, you lose out of the game. And you, and remember, when you are doing the same thing for a long time, the number of years that you are staying on earth are also going. And by the time you want to expand, you lose your energy already. Yeah, that's why we are saying a behavior of a business operator must always look ahead. And the behavior of a business operator, especially as SME, must always look at building another bricks for you to move forward. Now, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. Time is 56 minutes past 18. We have around 4 minutes. We are talking about how to grow Namibian SMEs to bigger corporations. We are looking at the challenges. Now we are trying to give possible solutions to those challenges. The other challenge that we have mentioned is inconsistency, unresilientness, and also lack of innovation. Inconsistency, you know, human behaviors are very difficult to understand. And there are those people who lose motivation when they see other people are succeeding. And there are those people who get demotivated even if they were about to succeed. It's human behavior, is part of human nature. However, ability of an individual not to give up whatever the situation or continue doing the same thing, knowing that one day it's going to work out, is one of the great character. It's one of the great characters that the human being can have. That's why we are saying business operators, tighten your belt and continue being consistent of what you are doing. If you are making $100 per month or $20 per day and you'll be able to make $30 in another day, keep consistent, because that's the only thing that's going to save you. Because other people that you are seeing are already eating their fruits. Maybe yours is bigger. Yeah, and the other thing also is resilience. You know, business people must be tough. They must be tough, and they must be tough through challenges. And they must also not tolerate things which are not really making sense. Especially from, can be from customers, can be from stakeholders, or it can be from people who just, you know, people have different motives of destroying people's businesses. And innovation is always good to think beyond the obvious. It's always good to, and how can we innovate? One of the good things to innovate is to learn. You can learn from experienced people. You can learn from online. You can use established technology already. And yeah, and you can learn from history of innovators, because if you cannot use historical prism to define your present and predict your future, it's not going to be useful to see opportunities in front of you. Yeah, that's why we are saying for business operators to be innovative, they must look at history, and they must also learn from bigger business people or elders. Always have mentors. Now, access to finance, yeah, that is up to financial institutions, and it's also up to business operators to find ways on making money, because money is not only coming from the banks. Money can come from trusted people. Money can come from different sources. Money can come from savings. Money can come from pension money, as long as you have a plan about it and don't let anyone to play with your money. Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. It's always a pleasure when you are following Eagle FM, when you are continue listening to our program. Our next program that is going to be on air is some Tuma with Tate Naruvanda and Tate Fly. And yeah, continue listening to our following programs. And make sure that you are following us on all our social media platform. From me, David Shombe, thank you for now, and see you next time, which is tomorrow, obviously, from Kuntana Dingi until Business and Economic Segment.